On this day, we celebrate the feast of a saint who, though he was tremendously, indeed, great and very wise, and the readings in that sense are about him and describe him, and to him the Lord ascribed not only one or two, but 10 talents to begin with. But it seems to me, of course, I don't really know that much about him, though I have been to his tomb and to his city and have prayed there on many occasions. But I think he's one of those rare saints that had a very relatively peaceful life. Now, many saints, as the ones that we have been discussing in the last few days, like St. Gregory Nazianzen, St. Basil, and others, had horrible lives. They were persecuted for years and years, and they had to flee, and they had to go here and go there, and lost their possessions and their dioceses or parishes. St. Antoninus did not have to go through any of that. Blessed be God. Now, St. Antoninus was born towards the end of the 14th century, the beginning of the 15th century, in Florence, Italy, the son of a well-to-do noble family. And from the time he was born, he showed great signs not only of intelligence, but also of holiness. When he was old enough, he sought admittance into the Dominican convent in Florence, and he was immediately accepted and was very famous in the Dominican order at that time while he was still living for his austere life, for his being extremely devoted to God no matter what. And so as a result, he grew very much in holiness. Now, he, of course, was educated to the best of the abilities of that era, and, of course, in the Dominican order, which is known for being a teaching order, not just of children and whatever, but of priests and religious. Many professors come forth from the Dominican order, even in this day and age. And we are very fortunate and blessed that there are at least 2, maybe 3, provinces of Dominicans in this country, which are very, very traditional and orthodox. And so St. Antoninus progressed. He eventually was sent around to preach and so forth, and he became famous. He was so wise that he was known as a wise counselor, and many came to him for his wisdom, for his counsel. And then Pope Eugene IV had heard about him and probably met him. The popes used to travel a lot more in great caravans and so forth, and Rome is not very far from Florence, even by horseback. And so Pope Eugene IV decided that when the See of Florence became empty, that the new bishop, or archbishop rather, of Florence would be this Dominican monk that he had met, or Dominican friar that he had met in Florence. And so he named St. Antoninus the bishop of Florence. Now, today, you know, how good it is, I don't know. That one time I was also invited to teach there, but the invitation never brought about any fruit because I had to do other things that were more important to my duty than to become famous or powerful. And so, but there is a school of bishops in Rome that was established by St. John Paul II. And one time or other, they were speaking about me coming there to teach the bishops. It may have been a good thing. Nevertheless, I would have probably choked a few of them along the way. But so I'm glad I didn't. But St. Antoninus did not have such a blessing. There was no school of bishops. And in fact, there was nobody to teach him anything. So what did he do? He taught himself. Just like I had to teach myself. When Bishop Ricard asked me to start saying the Trinity Mass once a month in the year 2000, which I started on the Feast of Saint Joseph, March the 19th, he promised that he would let me have one of the old Monsignors who was living at that time to teach me. Well, the Monsignor died. And so guess what? There was nobody to teach me. So I have something in common with St. Antoninus. And I had to learn it by myself. There are some people who seem to want to know everything, but I had to learn it by myself. And so Antoninus had to learn how to be a bishop. And he did. And the readings of today also describe him. He was a great priest, a very great bishop, and he did much for his diocese. And so, when he died in 1459, he was immediately thought of as a saint. And it wasn't too long before another pope, not Eugene IV, who was dead by then, but another pope, would canonize Saint Antoninus, bishop and Dominican of the Diocese of Florence in Italy, one of the most beautiful cities in the world, and one of the most beautiful cities in the church. So if you get to go to Florence, do. And do not forget to go visit the tomb of St. Antoninus in the cathedral. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.